upper 40s.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. The state of California often demonstrates its commitment to a sustainable environment through legislation and policies. The question for us today is, how do Californians' green priorities and requirements affect local business and jobs? Two members of the WIB Clean Green Committee are here to help answer that question. In studio, we have John Brooks, Senior Analyst for Environmental Programs, City of Thousand Oaks, and also Nancy Williams, Local Public Affairs Region Manager for Southern California Edison. Good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thanks.
Looking good here at News Talk 1590 KVTA, a big topic here with green business. So, Nancy, let's start off with you. What types of green policies and practices are affecting California business?
Well, California has been known to have a long history of policy and legislation, regulations, going back to recycle, reuse. All of this is aimed to reduce that carbon footprint that we as humans have on our community. So anything that goes to reducing air emissions, water quality, soil testing, anything, the trash waste stream, there's a lot of regulations that business have to adhere to. And it's a good thing because it is pushing them to be much more competitive in the international marketplace. It's kind of the consumer and the supply vendor demand. That's that expectation that they be green in all of their operations.
John, what are the resources to help Ventura County businesses respond?
Well, there's a lot of resources out there now. First, they should really start with looking at the utility companies. They've got great information on rebates and incentives. They've even got training programs if you want to go into L.A. on that. There's also the Department of Substances Control, DTSC. It's the state agency. And they've got a California Green Business Program. So if you were to Google California Green Business, you can go there. There's a lot of information on how businesses can green their practices. So they're not necessarily a green business like manufacturing solar panels, but any business out there can incorporate sustainability practices within their operations. And locally, both the City of Ventura and the City of Thousand Oaks have a green business certification program where we're helping our businesses incorporate sustainability practices within their operations. Now, we only do that within our respective cities, but we have websites up in any business can go in there and look at the checklists that we have and the policies that we're recommending and use those, whether they're in our city or not. So those would be great resources.
Now, John, let's stay with you on this one. Why is it a good investment for a business to go green?
Well, there's a lot of information coming out on this. In the early days, we did it because it was good for the planet or something like that, or we just felt good doing it. And there was a lot of thought that this was an expense. Now, as they're really looking into it and they're starting to develop the metrics, they're finding it saves money. It's more efficient in many ways. They're actually finding a lot of, when they did the original analysis, they may find that your lights here, your payback period is 7 years if you replace those. But then as they started looking at it, when they replaced the lights, they found out, well, the lighting was better, productivity increased. There are a lot of other off-balance factors that are improving. They found sales went up when they replaced the lighting. Albertsons is now a zero-waste store. In many cases, 100 pounds of trash a day or less for the big Albertsons. And they put LED lighting with the glass refrigerator areas in there. And they put the glass in there so the cold air isn't blowing out, freezing you as you're walking down the aisle. Well, they found a 20-25% increase in sales. They had not expected that. That was a benefit that they hadn't expected.
That's kind of like going back to the Hawthorne effect, if anybody remembers that study from, I believe that was from the 30s and 40s, on lighting and productivity.
Yes.
Let's talk about jobs here. Nancy, what are green jobs? And if people want to have a green career, what education or training do they need? As Kermit said, is it easy being green? Can you do this?
Yes and no. I think a lot of us in the industry have struggled since that term came around. What is a green job? Well, we're finding at the WIB board and our Green Clean Committee that green goes through all industries, whether it be hospitality, ag, or small businessman. And I think it is the current application of what we've been pushing for a long time, the science, the engineering, the technology, the math, the good old-fashioned STEM-based curriculum, that is what's going to be extremely needed in the future as we all build that infrastructure of the future, such as the smart grid for electricity. But it also ties into hydraulics and environmental soil and water testing, forestry. It's a broad range, but chemistry, the good old basics, is what we really need. And the California Greens Council has identified a broad array of jobs, but they all require at least a vocational or on-the-job training, bachelor, associate degrees. So higher education is still needed.
So let's start thinking about it early. When we talk about junior high, that's when you should really prep your kids to get into high school, get the proper classes so you can carry on to college. Now let's go with both of you. We'll start with John first. How green is our backyard? Let's take it right down to our house. What types of Ventura County businesses are going green right here in our own neighborhoods?
We actually have a great group here in Ventura County. We've got big internationally known groups like Solar World and Clean Diesel that are international players in the green industry, and they're doing a fantastic job. We've got local industries like Harrison Industries, which does recycling, resource reduction areas there. And then really locally, so here's a couple businesses in the city of Thousand Oaks. We got Plaza Cleaners, which is one of the first in the state to eliminate PERC. It's what you use in dry cleaners. It's a very nasty chemical. It absorbs into your skin whenever you have your dry cleaning done there. They've completely eliminated that. They've eliminated smog-causing chemicals coming out of this. So they move from dry cleaning to wet cleaning. It's just as cheap. And then you've got Caneo Awards, another typical mom-and-pop type business, and they have integrated sustainability within their operations. And they found that because of this, they've gained over 100,000 in additional benefits just by being certified green, because suppliers are looking for green businesses.
All right, Nancy, same question.
Right, and I think Ventura County is an excellent example. Our agricultural industry alone, just with Limonera, Howling Nurseries, Gill's Green Onions, Agrimen, all of those companies are ag-related, but they needed to do things not only, like John said earlier, because it's the right thing to do, but it was impacting their bottom line. And they are players in the international marketplace, and vendors and customers want green certification. And also right here at our port, we are now shipped to shore. They have to be up and ready when those big ships come in. They have to be able to plug into an electric grid while they're in port. They cannot run on their diesel. And there again, it's going to that greenhouse gas reduction.
Rich, questions?
Well, how well, the two things that have to sort of work hand in hand here are our goals and our technology. So far, especially when it comes to recycling, lighting, electrical use, just those areas, how well has the technology led the way in that regard?
Well, in some cases, the regulations have led the way. Technology has come behind it to help promote. And in some cases, the technology has been developed and we're catching up with it. It's really, they're going hand in hand, moving forward. And what we're really seeing now that's exciting is we used to do just recycling and just water or just air and do these different areas. Now we're looking across the media and we're bringing them together with the carbon footprint so we can determine what's the best overall mix instead of just one focus or another.
Three things that I've noticed over the past 25 years or so. First of all, when the state set the guidelines for recycling, everybody said, by what, by when? And yet we've either met or exceeded those goals in terms of recycling. And the two other things, and I've always thought this is great, the invention of LED lighting has been nothing short of revolutionary. And even your refrigerator now, mm-hmm. the amount of savings in terms of electrical use is also significant, right?
Right. And I think that goes to what comes first, the chicken or the egg. When the regulations finally started really hardline pushing, this is where we're going as a country or as a state, the private sector catches up eventually, and a lot of those technologies were kind of expensive off the shelf, if you will. Small businesses going, there's no way we can do it. Now it's getting much more mainstream. Look at the solar panels on your residential units, because it's allowing more competition with small business and business to get involved. Everybody likes to look at where the trends are.
Do you still have the rebate program for the refrigerators if you get the old one and get the new, but more efficient one?
Yes, we do. And you know, don't ever let somebody say, oh, my grandmother's refrigerator, we still use it. It's 50 years old. Technology, you should be replacing your refrigerator if you can every 3 to 4 years. And, yes, we have a rebate program that will come out and pick up and give you money for it.
Just the energy savings would probably help pay for that new refrigerator, not let mention the rebate.
Correct. Yeah. And we also have a lot of tools on our website at Edison that you can go in and just put simple applications. You know, if I change to this, how much savings will I get? When will it pay out? So there's tools there to help you calculate if that's the direction you want to go.
And the LED lighting on traffic signals for the cities, not only are they better in terms of brighter, easier to see, but it's also an electrical savings for the cities, right?
There's another big benefit. It's a maintenance savings. And that's a huge cost to put somebody on a lift and go up there and replace these things. So there's a lot of other benefits as well as the energy. Yes, absolutely.
First red light I saw with LED lights, I said, Nirvana. That is the prettiest red light I've ever seen. I didn't drive through it. I stopped. But it was remarkable how improved they were, and yet at the same time how cost-saving they were.
Well, and then you're looking at a safety improvement. You can see them better.
Mm-hmm.
So you got safety issues there as well.
And one thing about the whole movement of recycling, I remember back in the very late 60s, I was there around the first Earth Days, a conservative commentator of the time said it reeked of backpacking and granola. But it seems like we've really changed that up, because it has become a value for our dollar, a value for employment, and it's really moved way ahead of that. And it's good to see that we can make a logical movement to keep the business strong and actually improve business and the economy. So who do we get to, and how do we do it to reach you folks if people have some more questions?
If it's on-job training, of course, the WIB has an excellent website. We work very closely with all the school districts from elementary all the way through the college system. So they're right there with a lot of job training opportunities and resources for you. If it's electrical, go to our website, www.sce.com.
And for the city of Thousand Oaks, we have a Go Green website. So it's TOAKS.org/GoGreen.
And our colors are green and white as Lancers. I went there. I know this. All right, folks, Nancy, John, thank you so much. So what you're basically saying is that Ventura County not only grows business, Ventura County grows green business. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. To learn more about the work of the WIB Clean Green Committee, go to www.wib.ventura.org. All meetings are open to the public and visitors are welcome. That's www.wib.ventura.org. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And have a green day.
Yeah.
News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.